What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios One Gig plan, which includes a five-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 4000 Jericho Turnpike for details on this limited-time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM: service is still suspended on parts of the Green Line after a minor derailment early this morning. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco, no one was injured, but around 15 passengers did have to be rescued from the stalled train in Englewood this morning. According to the Chicago Transit Authority, the train was stopped near 63rd and Halstead around 2:40. It appears that one of the train's wheel sets came off the tracks. No word yet on how long it'll take crews to repair that. A video from the scene shows firefighters using ladders to rescue those stranded passengers from the elevated tracks. Service is temporarily suspended south of 35th Street, but you'll still be able to catch Green Line trains between 35th, Bronzeville, IIT, and Harlem. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bo Duran will have all the latest on those CTA delays. Also, a semi on fire on I-65. That's coming up. Traffic and weather together on the 8s at 8:08.
We are learning more about a shooting last night in Calumet Heights on Chicago's far south side that killed a 12-year-old girl. WBBM's Nancy Hardy joins us live on the newsline with the details.
My police say the girl was in a bedroom at the front of the home on Harper near 96. 2nd Street when she was shot in the head at about 8:30 last night. Police say several people were inside the house at the time, including a male in the bedroom with her. We don't know if he's an adult or a juvenile. Police say the girl was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The medical examiner has identified her as Delilah Beatty. Police have recovered two guns, a shell casing, and a bloody jacket. They are questioning several people. Reporting live, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago City Council Finance Committee scheduled to vote today on a settlement with the family of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. He was killed by police after a traffic stop last year. The controversial $1.25 million settlement has caused debate among city council members because the Civilian Office of Police Accountability says it appears Reed shot and wounded an officer before he was shot by police. Reed's family filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city, claiming the initial traffic stop that led to the shooting was not legal.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd. You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SO558897. MSRP 3585. Ends 2/28/25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The jury in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan will return for a ninth day of deliberations today. Madigan and longtime political ally Michael McLean face a 23-count indictment charging them with racketeering, bribery, wire fraud, and attempted extortion. On Friday, the jury asked for more copies of wiretap transcripts and also asked a question about their instructions dealing with salary, wages, fees, or other compensation.
The Bears, not even close to being a part of last night's Super Bowl. Local football fans, though, still had reason to celebrate. Hundreds gathered for the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest at Soldier Field to watch the game and share in the excitement together. This Eagles fan tells CBS News Chicago,
I wanted to watch the game with a variety of people. I wanted to see people enjoy themselves and not just spend time at home alone. So I want to be out in the car so I can do my Eagles dance.
And speaking of the Super Bowl, if you're among those struggling to power through your day after watching that big game, Indiana lawmakers can feel your pain.
Indiana is pushing to make the Monday after the Super Bowl an official state holiday, calling it American Professional Football Day. The idea is that Hoosiers could skip work instead of calling in sick like millions do every year, costing businesses billions. Supporters say it's not just about the recovery, it's about bringing folks together for the big game guilt-free. House Bill 1517 is still waiting for a hearing, but lawmakers are hopeful it'll move forward soon. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some Chicago area pet owners are worried after a pet microchip company unexpectedly shut down.
Pet owners microchip their dogs and cats, so if the worst scenario happens that the pet is lost, they'll be contacted and reunited with their pet. But CBS News Chicago reports a microchip company Save This Life just shut down without warning, alarming pet owners. Best advice, get your pet scanned to retrieve the microchip number. Enter it into the microchip registry through the American Animal Hospital Association. If the chip number starts with 991 or 900-164, it's likely you have a Save This Life microchip, and you need to get your pet re-registered. Jan Coleman, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois is joining other states in a legal battle against a controversial federal buyout plan, giving workers just days to decide their fate.
The U.S. Office of Personnel Management's proposal would let federal workers keep their paychecks through September of this year if they agree to quit now. Several unions, including the American Federation of Government Employees, argue in their lawsuit that the plan threatens essential services like veteran care and disaster response. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An offer of thousands of dollars in scholarships is music to the ears of some talented area high school seniors.
The Rotary Club of Downers Grove is giving deserving senior music students who live in the western suburb or the District 99 attendance area $20,000 this spring in music scholarships. At least $6,000 is the grand award this year. Included are several additional cash awards of at least $2,000. Applications with a short video audition are due Tuesday, March 18th. The scholarship winners will be announced in May. Varen Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hi there. Sure seems like Kansas City sabotaged its own attempt at a three-peat in the NFL, turning the ball over three times. Super Bowl 59 quickly turned into an Eagles affair.
This has got to be Eagle voodoo here in New Orleans as they found the magic spell on the two-time defending champion Chiefs. The bench is empty. The teams converge, and this one is over. and the Eagles have beaten the Chiefs convincingly in Super Bowl 59, 40-22.
Yeah, second title in 8 years for the Eagles. Westwood won. Kevin Harlan. First title for Saquon Barkley, who's 57 yards, helping break the record for most rushing yards in a season, including playoffs. And on his birthday, Barkley with six-year-old daughter Jada next to him.
What was your favorite birthday gift?
What was my favorite birthday gift? Being able to celebrate the Super Bowl with you, SJ, mommy, grandma, grandpa, and all my brothers and sisters.
And Barkley turned 28, and his Eagles teammate Cooper DeJean had a birthday too, turned 22, and had an interception return touchdown of Patrick Mahomes as the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Spring training comes to life for the Cubs. Second baseman Nico Hoerner throwing again, rehabbing from surgery on his flexor tendon. Timeline uncertain for a Hoerner comeback. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An advocacy group for Hispanic employment has some sayings about workplace diversity. They're saying it's pretty good for business.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the workplace have been the target of White House executive orders in recent weeks. Patricia Mota, president and CEO of the Chicago-based Hispanic Alliance for Career Enhancement, says there have been great strides in Hispanic representation in the workplace since ASE's founding in 1982. But she says there's more work to be done.
There's a mission and there's a need. When you look at the data, let's say Fortune 500 companies, there's only 4% representation of Latinos in those roles. And then you go further down the pipeline, you also see the lack of representation.
ASE helps connect corporate America to the pipeline of Hispanic talent through education, mentoring, and networking opportunities. But she says all are welcome to help out.
The mission still stands because there's a need. So we'll continue to do that. However, all of our programs, services, events, we welcome everyone to be part of it, to attend events. We seek allies to be a part of it.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago fire crews spent a freezing night and overnight fighting two fires on the northwest side. The latest details from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
The first fire was in an industrial building in North Austin near Bloomingdale and Central Avenue. The fire department responded before 9 o'clock and upgraded the fire to a 211, calling for more help. There were no reported injuries. The fire department says a fire in Portage Park started in a brick 1.5-story home on Waveland near Marmora before 5:30 a.m. It spread to a taller frame house next door that suffered extensive damage. Several people and pets escaped without injury. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A violent wreck on the far south side last night has left a driver dead.
The area near Halsted and 120th Streets in the West Pullman neighborhood was littered with wreckage after a car struck a tree. It happened just before 8 p.m. Police say the driver was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is yet to be released, and investigators are now trying to figure out what led up to the crash. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
President Trump is announcing more tariffs.
These tariffs involve steel and aluminum.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25%
for both.
The tariffs include Canada and Mexico. On Air Force One, on his way to the Super Bowl, the president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods.
If they are charging us 130% and we're charging them nothing, it's not going to stay that way.
The president previously threatened 25% import taxes on all goods from Canada and Mexico, but last week he paused them for 30 days. At the same time, he proceeded to add 10% duties on imports from China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.